From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. In a Twitter message posted early Thursday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Donald Trump has authorized the Jones Act to be waived for Puerto Rico immediately. Amy Katz has the details.
Late Wednesday, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello asked the White House for a temporary waiver of the Jones Act. Formerly known as the Merchant Marine Act of 1920, requires all ships traveling from American coast to American coast to be U.S. ships, even if they are not the most readily available. But getting aid to Puerto Rico isn't the only problem. Officials predict it will take months to completely restore reliable electricity, affecting medical treatment, running water, and air conditioning in tropical heat. Amy Katz, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis has paid an unannounced visit to Doha, Qatar. He met with the nation's emir and defense minister. The meetings were held at the Al Udeid Air Base. The visits come after President Donald Trump said earlier this month he was willing to act as a mediator to resolve the months-long dispute between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors. The UN Security Secretary General is urging Myanmar's authorities to immediately end military operations that have sent over 500,000 Rohingya Muslims fleeing into Bangladesh. Antonio Guterres warns that the humanitarian crisis is a breeding ground for radicalization, criminals, and traffickers. He tells the Security Council that Myanmar must allow unfettered access for humanitarian aid and ensure the return of all those who sought refuge in Bangladesh. For additional stories, follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. Myanmar is also poised to begin verifying how many other Rohingya refugees it will take back. Marissa Melton reports on the latest news from Myanmar's Ministry of Information.
A half million Rohingya Muslims have fled the Rakhine state to Bangladesh since August 25th, when militant attacks sparked an army campaign that the UN says was tantamount to ethnic cleansing. The new arrivals are living in increasingly desperate conditions in overcrowded, rain-battered camps reliant on a trickle of aid. Last week, Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, said her country will repatriate those who meet a strict criteria set between the two countries in 1993. Via Facebook, the Ministry of Information said verification will be carried out soon on Myanmar soil at two border points. Rights groups say the Myanmar government verification process will fall flat, as many Rohingya will snub it, while others have lost the required documents in fires and flight. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says his government has stepped up efforts to take back wartime operational control of its own forces from the U.S.-led command structure. Professor Robert Kelly explains why Moon may choose to do so.
I think this might be a way for Moon to separate himself somewhat from the behavior of Donald Trump in the last month. I don't think South Koreans want fire and fury.
In an address to commemorate the nation's 69th Armed Forces Day, President Moon said by increasing defense capabilities and reducing its reliance on American military might, South Korea could project more power in the region and better deter a North Korean attack. More than 122,000 people have fled their homes on the Indonesian resort island of Bali. They're fearful that the rumbling Mount Agung volcano could erupt at any time, John Featherly reports.
Mount Agung has been shaking since August and threatening to erupt for the first time since 1963. If it does erupt, it could be a potential blow to the country's lucrative tourism industry. Evacuees are taking refuge at nearly 500 makeshift shelters or moving in with relatives. Around 62,000 people lived in the danger zone before the evacuations, but residents just outside the area have also left their homes out of fear. Despite the significant increase in estimated evacuees, the government said it was prepared. John Featherly, VOA News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan suggests that he would hand over a cleric if they received one. Erdogan was referring to U.S. pastor Andrew Bernson, who was detained in Turkey, and the Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania. Turkey believes Gulen orchestrated the attempted coup carried out by his supporters last year. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.